Each month, we chat with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Arts, and we look ahead to some audio-described shows, theatre, performances. So we thought, well, it's December, let's get all festive, all Christmassy. And there's plenty to choose from around the country, so we're going to concentrate on those which are audio-described, have a little look around, see what's there. Anne, are you really, really, really busy at this time of year?
Yes, it is a little bit crazy, Alan.
Okay, and I suppose pantos bring that their own different dimension to audio description because they're a bit kind of, I don't know, changeable. People throw in things.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yes, they're always fun to do. There's no sleeping on the job as far as panto is concerned. So in the ad libs, they try to make each other laugh because it is usually quite a long run. So to prevent them getting bored, they'll do things just to play tricks on each other. So you have to be ready for anything and everything. And the other thing with panto is that it's much more a situation when the describer will join in with what's going on. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of, oh, no, you didn't. And especially in the he's behind you, if you have a ghost scene, then obviously the listeners need to know where the ghost has come from and who the ghost has taken away, which way they went, because often on stage they'll say, did it go that way? Did it go that way? So you need to be able to prompt your audience so that they can join in shouting. And then there's things like a song sheet. If it's Old MacDonald, I don't really need to tell people the words for that. But some of the song sheets, they're specially written for the show. So I'm sort of feeding in the words so that people can join in with them as everybody else does. So you really need to have your eyes on the job and just keep really alert so you can react to anything that's going on and make sure you're ready to join in at any time.
Oh, well, let's delve into some of these performances, Anne. The first one we're looking at is actually taking place tonight in Lancaster.
Mm-hmm.
Peter Pan?
Yes, Peter Pan. This is a slightly different twist on the tale. It's performed in a small theatre and the audience are sitting all around. And it has a very hard-working small cast. And they all play pirates and they all play lost children. And it's got a female Captain Hook, which is fun. Mm. And it's just incredibly imaginative. The lighting is very, very beautiful. And the moments when Peter flies, you'd really believe he was flying, although it's all just obviously just pretend. But it's a great one for energy and resourcefulness. And the audience, because it's such a small space, you really feel caught up in this story. And it's beautifully done. I think I'm really looking forward to this because I think the description will really help communicate the style, the way that it's being done. But yeah, really looking forward to that one tonight.
Okay, let's look to the weekend then, to The Wizard of Oz, which is taking place in Bolton on Saturday.
Yep, this is another production that the Octagon are doing out of the building. The Octagon Theatre is being refurbished and parts of it rebuilt. So this one is actually taking place at the Bolton Football Stadium. So they've decamped up there, got a very wide stage and a large room so it can fit plenty of people in. And again, this story has been taken and it's been relocated to Bolton, where else? And the girl that plays Dorothy, she's just great and she just looks like she's a schoolgirl from one of the local schools. And it's done, again, with great imagination, and it's got some local children in it to play the Munchkins and the Flying Monkeys. And it's such a great story, The Wizard of Oz. It's interesting because I've been describing the last performance for the time being of Wicked. So it's been interesting to compare the story of Wicked and The Wizard of Oz because they have different takes on what happens to Dorothy and who's the good witch and who's the bad witch. So it's been lots of fun to do both of those.
Sounds it too. On the same day, actually, if you find yourself near the Lowry, there's one called The Stick Man. I've not heard of this one.
Yes, this is one for little ones. It takes a character called The Stick Man. And we follow him through the day. And he goes on a journey and he meets various different characters. He meets a dog that wants to chew him. He meets some children who want to throw him around. He falls into the river and he meets some fish who nudge him about in the water, and then he comes out into the sunshine, and children use him as a bat to use with their beach ball. And he lives in the tree with his lovely stick lady and his little stick children. And it's so well designed to capture and hold the attention and imagination of little ones. And it's very easy to follow, and it's got really lively music. And, of course, it's based around Christmas time as well, so you might just encounter Santa on his travels. And it's a delightful way of introducing children to the theatre. And so for this one, we put a lot of attention on the touch stall. All the children come along to that, and the actors are so good, they'll come out and chat to them. So for some of the time, the stick man is played by a puppet, but usually it's an actor holding the puppet, and that indicates he's the stick man. So we explain all this to the children, and they can meet the dog, and they can meet all the different characters. And then those that are big enough wear the headset so they can listen into the description. But it's all about making it really, really accessible and encouraging the children from a very young age.
Absolutely. The future patrons as well.
Absolutely.
Spread the word. Right, let's grab our bows and arrows, because on the Sunday we're off to Milton Keynes.
Yes, Shane Ritchie is our Robin Hood, so this promises to be quite fun. This is a big pantomime, very spectacular, lavish set, some great costumes, lots of action, lots of audience participation, and just lots of fun. It's just a big, big show. And if you like Shane Ritchie particularly, then I recommend you book in early. I think we're just about full up for the touch tour, but we may be able to arrange another one. It's great because certainly a lot of shows recently, Dr. Dolittle at the Lowry and Wicked at the Palace and several others, we've actually had all the headsets booked out. So.
Wow.
Again, all places on the touch tour are full for this one, so we might be able to put on another one if there's demand. But it's just so good to see people taking advantage of the service and proving to the venues that there is a need for it. So hopefully they'll program in some more.
Absolutely. More performances that describe even better for blind and partially sighted theatre goers as well. Now, pantos do carry on after Christmas, in fact, into the new year as well.
Oh,
there's one
yes,
I wanted
they do.
To mention. Oh, no, they don't! We never practiced that. The one I want to highlight is the Snow Queen. That sounds like a great performance. And where's that one taking place?
That one's at the Liverpool Everyman
Theatre.
Yep, that's on the 10th of January, and that's both shows being described. So I'll have no voice by the end of it.
Wow.
The matinee and the evening show. And this is great fun. There's a real tradition at the Liverpool Everyman of the pantos being performed by actor musicians. And it is just incredible how talented these people are. One minute they'll be playing the Wicked Witch, the Snow Queen herself, and then the next kind of glance round to the musicians there and think, oh, she's playing the double bass. Oh, she's playing the keyboard. Oh, she's playing the saxophone. These people, they don't just play one instrument. They play any number of instruments. They sing, they dance, they act, they are multi-talented. And this one is, it's just a bit bonkers, really. It's completely daft and completely crazy, the story is. But it is such fun. It's really, really funny. And the musicianship is just amazingly high. So the touch tour, again, nearly all the cast usually come and say hello to us when we do the touch tour on the stage. They come and show us the costumes. They come and show us the little vehicles they drive around in. There's a kind of adapted milk float. There's all kinds of things. So it's completely crazy and completely enjoyable.
And there's so many more pantos and Christmas shows which aren't already described. We just don't have time to talk about them all. And but if people would like to learn more about all of these, and more, in fact, because you're just so busy through the year, not just at theatre, there's ballet, there's opera, there's arts venues, museums, galleries. You're a busy person, so where do we go to find out more?
If you'd like to have a look at the website, that's mindseyedescription.co.uk. And on there, there's a news page, and also there's an events page, with a calendar of performances so you can find out where things are on and what time and so on. Always feel free to drop us an email, particularly if you're not sure what time a touch tour is or something like that. That's mindseyedescription@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Mind's Eye Art, and we've also got a Mind's Eye page on Facebook, so there's loads of ways to get in touch.
I can't believe we're talking about pantos already, Anne, but here we are. We'll catch up with you again in January. We speak with Anne every month, looking at some of the audio-described delights which you can get from Mind's Eye Arts. But in the meantime, Anne, have a cracking Christmas, have a great new year, and thanks for joining us always on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan, and happy Christmas.